If you would turn with me in your Bibles this morning, please, to the book of 1 Samuel. The book of 1 Samuel. It's good to see everyone here today. We thank you for coming to the service. I want to thank Eddie for speaking last Sunday for me in my while I was gone to Idaho. First Samuel chapter 12, I'm sorry, chapter 7, verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. While I was traveling this, not this last week, but I was gone Sunday, so I traveled on Saturday and then came back on Sunday night. I was traveling by myself, and I was talking to the Lord and trying to find radio stations that came in. And there's some Christian stations over near Idaho in that area that you can't get over here. And so I was listening, and a song came on that I'd never heard before. And I was struck by the title of the song. And the song is a beautiful song. It's really for a choir or for a chorale rather than a congregational, I think. But the name of the song was Another Day of Grace. Another Day of Grace. And I listened to the song. It was a beautiful song, but the title stuck with me. Another Day of Grace. And I was thinking about that and praying about some things. And I thought, you know, really, that's really what it is with we that believe in the Lord. Every morning when we wake up, or if you work shift work every afternoon when you wake up, it is another day of grace. Amen? It's another day of grace. Another day for the Lord to bring you the help we need for whatever that day holds. Another day of grace. And I imagined in my mind, grace was like this noble steed, and on it was the help from the Lord. And every day, this noble steed of grace gallops into our lives, bringing the help that the Lord sends. That was, to me, was a beautiful picture. Because grace is connected to help. We are told in the New Testament to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might find what? Help. Help in time of need. Mercy and grace and help in time of need. And so, as I was driving, I was thinking about one more day of grace, and I was thanking the Lord for His grace. A scripture came to my mind, and I hadn't thought of the scripture for a number of years, actually, and I didn't know exactly where it was at. And Cheryl frowns on me trying to find a scripture in my Bible while I drive. And so I wanted to wait till I got to my destination to look it up. But the scripture kept going through, or the part of the scripture kept going up through my mind, and it's the old King James Version, all right? And it's the verse that says, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And when I got to my destination, I looked it up and discovered that it is in 1 Samuel 7:12. 1 Samuel 7:12. And it is where the Lord helps the Israelites in victory over the Philistines, and He sets up a stone called Ebenezer, that means the rock of my help. And it is there that we read these words, verse 12 of chapter 7 of 1 Samuel. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin and called the name Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far," that's the New King James, "thus far the Lord has helped us." And so all this trip, it kept ringing through my mind, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us, another day of grace, another day of grace, hitherto hath the Lord helped us." And I just love the way that old King James Version comes across, "hitherto." Does that just flow off well? Why don't you say it with me? "Hitherto." See, you can speak old King James. "Hitherto" means up to this point. hath the Lord helped us. How many know that every day is another day of grace for us? Amen? And at least for me, I can't speak to you, but I can speak to me and say, I don't deserve that grace. I don't deserve that grace. How many of you think you deserve that grace? I almost caught you. How many know none of us deserve that grace every day, right? None of us deserve that grace. And yet God brings it every day, another day of grace, a supply of grace. And in my mind's eye, I kept seeing grace bringing this help that I needed. Grace would bring the help. The help. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So I looked up the verse and reread chapter 12 that I've read before, or chapter 7 that I've read before. But in a nutshell, here's the situation. Samuel is called on to pray for, intercede for, the children of Israel. Because they have, in honesty, they have sinned against the Lord. They have worshipped idols. And believe you me, they did not deserve the grace that they got this day. And yet God keeps his eye on Israel. How many know that? All through the scripture, he keeps his eye on Israel. But they didn't deserve it either, this grace that he was going to give. So Samuel speaks to them and he says, you need to repent. You need to call on the Lord. You need to fast the whole day and tell the Lord you're sorry for what you've done. And then the Lord will step in and he will help you with this dilemma you're facing. Now, it doesn't speak that to the fact that he wouldn't help them even when they don't deserve it, because we know God's help comes even when we don't deserve it. The Lord has helped me many times when I didn't deserve that help or that grace, but he helped me anyway because he loves me as he does you. So he said to the people, this is what I want you to do. And so they did. They repented. And they put away the Ashtaroths and the images and the idols that they had worshipped. They put them away, and that means they didn't put them on a shelf somewhere. They got rid of them, and they repented before the Lord, and God forgave them. And when the Philistines saw them doing this, you can read all this in chapter 7, when the Philistines saw them repenting and heard that they were fasting the whole day, they said, this is a good opportunity to attack them and we can annihilate them because they're going to be weak from fasting and they're in repentance mode, so we can surround them. And so they did. They surrounded Israel thinking this would be the opportunity to destroy them. And I want you to know today that the enemy has no good plans for us. Our enemy has only plans for destruction. Jesus said he comes to what? Three things. Steal, kill, and destroy. Exactly. That's what the enemy wants to do for us. So like the Philistines, we get surrounded and they think, we'll get them. In a weak moment, we'll get them. When they're struggling, we'll get them. So they surrounded them. And then the Bible says that God thundered a great thunder against them, and it terrified the Philistines, and they fled, and Israel got a great victory that day through a miraculous process of probably literal thunder. God speaks powerfully, because the Bible says he speaks through thunder. He speaks through the hailstone. He speaks through the storm. He spoke powerfully. The Philistines fled, and God's people got a great victory that day. Amen. You see, God chooses the way he brings our help. Sometimes God will bring our help, and he will disguise it. He'll disguise it. So we need to be ready to understand that God's help comes in a number of different ways. So Samuel said, all right, to commemorate the events of this day, chapter 7, verse 12, he says, we're going to set up a stone. And we're gonna set it between Mizpah and Sin. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But he says, we're going to call it Ebenezer. And Ebenezer is the Hebrew word that means the rock of help, or the rock that reminds me that God helped me in the longer version. The Ebenezer stone, if you will. A monument. An altar. The last verse of chapter 7 says Samuel built an altar to remind the people that they were not to go back to the altars of their foreign gods, but to honor God at the altar. How many believe all of us ought to have an altar? All right? Maybe not a physical place, but a spot where we can pray and seek the Lord. It might be in your car, it might be in your home, might be your bedroom or whatever, but we need an altar. So Samuel built that. And so here is the Ebenezer stone, and it becomes then this reminder of God's help. And he helped them in another day of grace. Every day is a day of grace, and every day God helps us. But sometimes we don't recognize that help, perhaps. In the 121st Psalm, and we'll read that whole thing at the end of the sermon this morning, David asks a question. And if we're not careful, we'll answer it real quickly with what we feel is the answer, which it is, it's the right answer, but we'll overlook something, and I want to talk about that for a moment. In the 121st Psalm, David asks this question: where does my help come from? And I want you to mull on that for a moment. I want that to just kind of percolate in your minds. Where does my help come from? Now, we know David's response to it was, "My help comes from the Lord." And we know that's right. But I want you to go back to the question. Where does my help come from? Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord. Okay? So let's call PUD. Not dial. See, I'm old-fashioned. I'm dialing the dial. Hello? Yes. PUD? Yes. I have a bill? Yes. Here's the account number. Here's how much you owe. Okay. The Lord is going to pay you. Thank you. You talk to him. Bye. How many think you might get a disconnect notice? Where does my help come from? That's the question. That's where your checkbook or your debit card or whatever, however you pay your PUD bill comes in. You say, "Pastor, that's the way I take care of that bill." And that's true with us. That's true with the church. We use QuickPay, da-da-da-da-da, and we pay the church PUD bill. How many are glad the lights are on? Yeah. Right? See? Thank you for contribution so we can pay those bills. And so the danger is that when we say, "Where does my help come from?" we think, well, it comes from my checkbook, comes from my debit card, all right? But let me challenge that. Who put the money in the checkbook? Who put the money in the bank so your debit card works? Isn't that the Lord's help? Isn't that the Lord's help? Are you with me? Okay. But wait a minute, I can hear the objection. "Pastor, I did. I work the job. I work hard for the money that I get to pay my bills. And so do I. I work hard for the money that you pay us as pastors. And so, yeah, you do that. But where does my help come from? Well, it comes from me. I work a job. I put the money in the bank so I can pay the PUD. It comes from me. But wait a minute, where does my help come from? Who gives you the strength to get out of bed and get to that job? The Lord, amen? So where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord, who gives me the strength to get up and go to work and earn the money to put in the account to pay PUD. That's how it works. My help comes from the Lord." That's David's answer to that question. Where does my help come from? Where does my help come from when you're facing cancer? I'm so glad for that testimony today. It fits right into this answer. I thank God for the doctors. I thank God for the tests. I thank God for the medicines and the chemo and the and all of that. I thank God for those advances. I do. But where does my help come from? The Lord. It's the Lord that anoints those things to do the work to help his people. That's the way I look at it, right? You might take some medication. All right, to me, it's the Lord that gave people the knowledge to develop that, so that would help us. To me, where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord, but he will use it. He will use doctors and nurses and radiologists. He will use medicine. He will use that to help us, and we need to thank him for that, in my opinion. Because my help comes from the Lord. So I depend on those doctors. When little Adeline was in the hospital and her little heart was doing its thing, I was grateful for the technology that was able to track that. But our help was from the Lord. It's the Lord that gave the wisdom and the knowledge of that technology, right? So I don't want to belabor this much longer, but here's the thing. When David asked the question, where does my help come from? He knew it came from the Lord. But sometimes God's help can come disguised as medicine. It can be disguised as a friend. I've told you this example a lot of times, but I have an AARP card and I know how to use it. That means I can tell stories over and over again. It's right on there. You read it. Right on the back of that card. It says, this gives the right for old people to tell stories over and over again. Doesn't yours say that? Mine says that. I remember the family that had the bald tires, and the person that came to me and said, Pastor, I noticed they have bald tires. They're out of work. They can't buy new tires. Here's the money. Would you give it to them anonymously so they can get new tires? Where did their help come from? It came from the Lord, who spoke to that family who had the means by which to buy them new tires. They got the tires. God met that need because their help came from the Lord, but he used a person to do it. He sometimes helps us with people. Sometimes he uses people to help us. We need to recognize that, right? And maybe you've been one of those recipients. Someone was talking to me after first service and they said, I just went to my brother's memorial service and I found out that one of the things he loved to do was go out and buy groceries and lay them on a doorstep, ring the bell and take off. Of families that he knew was struggling. And she said he did it time and time and time again, and he only got caught one time. And I said, that's interesting, because growing up, I heard the stories of pastors sometimes who pastored small churches, wasn't a lot of money. They would get a knock or a doorbell ring. They'd go to the door, and there was groceries, and no one would be there because, yeah, that happened to Pastor, Pastor Leonard. Sure, that's God's help. Where does my help come? It comes from the Lord, but he used a person to do it. Hallelujah. So we say, thank you, Lord. Someone said to me one time, Pastor, someone offered me some help and some money and food, and we're struggling, but I didn't want to do it. I was too prideful. And I said, I am so sorry. You need to get rid of that pride and be humble, because that was God's way of bringing you his help. Amen? But God is stubborn. If we refuse one way, he'll come in another way. Amen. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord. But he will oftentimes help us in a way that's disguised. And we can go on and talk about the help we need when we're ill, when we're struggling financially, when we're discouraged. Cheryl and I have been praying about a couple of things on several trips that I've taken lately. I've been by myself, and so I've had lots of prayer time, and there's been some issues. I can't share them, very private and personal, but I've been praying over those things. And the other day, Eddie texted me and said, Dad, I'm going to forward you a text. And it was to him, because they didn't have my contact information. No one here at the church. It's someone that I haven't seen in maybe a year, maybe 2 years. Last time I saw them, a young man, was at Cracker Barrel. Boy, that sounds good right now, doesn't it? I saw him at Cracker Barrel. It was, hi, how you doing? Fine, it's good to see you. And this young man sent a text to Eddie. And Eddie said, Dad, I'm going to forward this text to you. So he forwarded the text to me, and I started reading the text from this source that, again, I haven't seen for a year or two. He would have no knowledge at all of what I've been praying about. And I begin to weep as I begin to read it, because everything he said, and it was a long text, as I read it, it was spot on to the detail. details after details of what I've been praying about. And the encouragement at the end was that he said, God woke me up early morning and spoke your name to me and said, give you this message. And he was faithful to do that, and it was exactly what I needed to hear. I confirmed it with Eddie. He confirmed it with Cheryl. They confirmed it in the mouth of two or three witnesses. We established it, and I looked at that, and I thought, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, but he used this young man who I hadn't seen in a couple years to do it. Thank God. Amen. Where does my help come from? Comes from the Lord. He sees us. Now, you may not have received a text like that from someone you haven't seen in a long time, but I think sometimes God helps us, and we get so busy, we just take it for granted. We don't even realize it's the Lord doing it. But if we just slow down a little bit and ask the question, as David did in Psalms 121, where does my help come from? We can say, you know, that visit, that person, that blessing was from the Lord. That's the way God helped us. That's the way God helped us. So, I'm convinced that God wants to help us, has helped us, is helping us, and will help us. Even if I don't recognize it, my help comes from the Lord. I don't have time to mention the relative that grates you the wrong way. You know, fingernails on a chalkboard. How many remember chalkboards? Right? Or rubbing, I won't do that illustration, but and sometimes you have a relative that way. And you think, boy, they're of the devil. Could it be they're from the Lord? They want to help you become a better person. A more patient person, a more loving person, more kind person. You were with me up to now, and now 3/4 of you just phased me out. So we will skip over that. So Samuel says, we're going to set up this Ebenezer stone. And it's going to remind people that the Lord helped us. I thought of David, who wrote Psalms 121, who faced a giant. And he put a stone in his sling and he threw it and it hit the giant and the giant fell. How many remember how many stones did he take out of the brook? Five. Five smooth stones. How many did it take to down the giant? One. You wonder what he did with the other four. Now, some have said he took the other four because Goliath had four brothers. Is it possible that maybe he took those four stones and put them in his little pocket or pouch? That's what young boys do. How many times have you washed your boys' clothes or even your girls' clothes and found frogs, worms, grasshoppers, stones? Mud. Maybe those five smooth stones were David's Ebenezers, and every now and then he took them out and reminded himself, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Amen. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So he took this Ebenezer stone and he set it between Mizpah and Shen. Mizpah is an area, it's mentioned a few times in the Bible, that was about I wrote it in my notes here. It was about 4 miles northwest of Jerusalem on the plains of Gibeon, and it was about 600 feet. So you had a great vantage point at Mizpah. The word Mizpah in the Hebrew means watchtower. It means the place where people watched out. And then Shen, S-H-E-N, Shen is a strange word. We really don't know what it means in the Hebrew. The closest that I've been able to find is the word means tooth. And commentators feel like maybe it was a location with an outcropping that looked like a tooth, maybe. Now, don't confuse it with the word shin in the Chinese, which means spirits of dead relatives. Don't confuse it with that. So I was thinking about this Ebenezer stone. It was set between Mizpah and Shin. And I thought, how can I connect that? So this is just my sanctified imagination. It's set between the watchtower and the tooth. And what it came up for me was my stone of witness is somewhere between the watchtower, representing God's always watchful eye over me, and the fact that you fool with me and he's going to bite you. He's going to take a bite out of you. I can see that doesn't resonate with you, but it resonates with me. God is watching Mishpah and Shin. He's ready to devour the enemy on my behalf. And right in between that is the stone that says, never forget that God is your help. Never forget that God is your help. What is your Ebenezer stone? What reminds you that God is your helper? It could be a place. It could be a trinket that you've bought from a bookstore. Maybe it is a song. Maybe it's a scripture verse. How many times have I relied on the verse, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord? That's an Ebenezer for me. Because sometimes things don't work out like I want them to. Sometimes things take an angle that I wasn't expecting. But I always go to the Ebenezer stone of Scripture that says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Or maybe it's a song. I have an Ebenezer song that many times, more times than I can tell you, and everyone knows I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but when no one is around, I am the best singer in the room. And often I'm here by myself, praying or talking to the Lord about situations. And there's a song that constantly comes back to me. It's my Ebenezer, it's my reminder. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Help me. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. That's my Ebenezer song. And I'll belt that thing out to the top of my lungs, because it reminds me that my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. My help comes from the Lord. Not me, but the Lord. Not you, but the Lord. It comes from the Lord. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Hallelujah. What a great reminder that the Lord is our helper and our strength. Let's finish by going to Psalms 121, shall we? And let's read it. Psalms 121 to close. It'll be on the screen if you don't have your Bibles. Psalms 121, verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He made those hills. That's where my help comes from. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper or protector. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. It's not just the shade. The shade is the Lord's help. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The Lord is our helper. Amen. The Lord is our helper. And so another day of grace. That's what today is. It's another day of grace. You woke up this morning, get ready to go to church, to be with God's people. And God said, today's another day of grace. And on that steed of grace, I'm bringing the help that you need for whatever it is that you'll face today. I'm going to encourage you with the help that I can give. And how many know God never tires of helping his people? Amen? Amen. Let's stand together. Lord, we thank you for your grace today. We thank you for the throne of grace that we can come to and find grace and mercy to help in time of need. We thank you, Lord, for the Ebenezer stones, the songs, the places, the people, whatever it is that reminds us that God is our helper. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for sometimes disguising your help, Lord, by bringing people into our lives or texts into our lives or encouragements into our lives or however you choose to do it. Lord, help us to be mindful that just perhaps this thing is God's way of helping me. Lord, I thank you this morning for your word. And I thank you, Lord, that over and over and over, so many scriptures, Lord, we just don't have time to mention all of them, that says that God is our helper, that he is our strength, our very present help in time of trouble. And right now, Lord, if there is someone that needs your help, Lord, I pray that you would be to them that help that they need. As a matter of fact, folks, if you're here today and you're able to physically do it, if you need help with something, just lift a hand to the Lord while I pray right now. Just lift a hand to the Lord and say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, you see me. You see my physical body. You see my finances. You see my health. You see my family. You see my job. You see my strength. You see what I need help of, Lord. And so I raise my hand and say, I need your help. And Lord, I will take your help however you send it. However you send it. Help me to be eyes wide open to see the grace that brings me the help that I need. I thank you, Lord, today for that Ebenezer stone. And I receive that help from the Lord today. I receive that help from you. Thank you for caring about me, Lord. And to the answer to the question, where does my help come from? I'm with David. My help comes from the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank him for his word today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hey, thanks for coming to church today. God bless you. You're dismissed. Enjoy the rest of this wonderful Lord's Day. And we'll see you again, if not Wednesday night. We hope to see you next Sunday. God bless.